I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Well, it's all go for into Brayhead Clan as we reach the start of the season. Another one of those new signings is ready to talk to me now. On the line is Kyle Wharton, the defenceman. Kyle, thank you very much for joining us. First of all, talk me through your move from your point of view.
I guess I was just talking on the phone a little bit with Ryan, and I really got a good feel from him off the get-go. He seemed like a great person. We were able to connect on a few different things from being from Canada. And, I just thought it'd be a good fit for me. All the guys there seem good. I know Trevor Hendricks. I knew Matt Beck a little bit, too. So, you know, I'm not going in there blind without knowing anyone. And we're just excited to come over and play in Scotland and be somewhere where everyone speaks English and we can read the paper and watch TV.
Now, I know the coach has a lot to do with selling a move to Brayhead Clan. They obviously inform you about the league and what the city's like and everything else. But what other factors convinced you it was the right move?
I think it's just at the point in my career. I'm able to come over and do the schooling this year as well, which is a huge plus for me for later on in life. And my girlfriend and I we've been traveling a lot. You know, last year we played in Japan, which was very different. And this year, the culture experience, I think, will be really nice for us. It'll be a lot similar to home. My father's from Norwich, so we've been to the UK before. And I think we're both just really excited to come over there. We had a great feeling from Ryan, and I talked to some guys that have played there in the past. And it seemed like a positive spot for us, and I guess that's why we decided to come. Everything just looked like it was going to be a great season.
So what are your key strengths as a defenseman then?
Probably my skating. I've always been a good skater and moving the puck. So I'll try to play that two-way game where I can get follow up, play up the ice. I won't usually lead the attack, but if I can join as a fourth guy, that's kind of what I'll try to do. And then, you know, over my experience of playing, I've tried to learn to play defense a bit better, obviously, than I did when I was junior. So I think overall, I'm just going to try to play some minutes and hopefully do well.
Now, you said that you spoke to some former players, guys that have been here before, but what other research did you do, and what did you know of Brayhead Clan prior to your decision to move?
Before I did the research, I really didn't know much. The players I kind of looked to speak to was Lee Salters, that played there for a year, John Landry, who had come before in the university, and then Tom Nesbitt, who was there last year, was a guy that I actually went to high school with. He's my sister's age, so I got a great review from all of them. All of them said the city was the best in the league, and overall, they just really enjoyed their experience, and that was something I was looking to do this year.
Now, you said earlier you came from you came from Japan. You played in the Asian League, rather, with Nikko Icebox. How did you find ice hockey in Japan?
The ice hockey is surprisingly good, especially considering there isn't that many imports in the league. Last year, there's three on our team, two other Canadian guys. And I think the most imports on one team was a Korean team that had five who were able to get those players South Korean passports for the upcoming Olympics. But no, the Japanese guys are very, very good shape. They work really hard, and they're very determined and disciplined. So there were certain things lacking a little bit just because of the way how hockey was kind of taught as a young kid there compared to what it is in Canada. But overall, it was a tough league to play in. There was a lot of skating, and the travel made it really hard. So it was a unique experience, but at the same time, it was it had its good and bad to it.
Now, other than in the Far East, you've played in Eastern Europe in recent seasons as well. How much was the Elite League's reputation increasing that you were aware of anyway?
I've heard it's been getting a lot better, and I've also noticed how many more guys are going over now. I know that it is a tough league, and it's been a really tough league in the past, but I believe that there's a lot more skill going to it now as well, which I think is making the awareness of the league a lot higher around Europe. And, you know, there's a lot of guys going over there now too, with the fact that everything's in English and the transition to go from North America to Europe, but still be able to speak your own language and still be the first language is, I think, a huge plus for a lot of guys. So not to mention the amount of imports, you know, if you can get 12 or 13 Canadians or Americans on each team, it feels a lot more like home. Plus all the locals, you know, really, I don't think the change will be that big compared to, you know, Canadian people here. So I think that's a huge draw now.
So what are you looking forward to most about coming to play in Scotland and going by our chat before we started recording? It won't be the weather.
I think just everything. We're looking forward to the whole experience. I've watched some YouTube clips of games where the fans look great. Everyone looks really into it. I'm excited to be able to talk to people in the street, be able to read the paper, be able to, you know, get more involved with the community and the fans. And then at the same time, just the overall hockey, I think, is going to be a lot of fun. I haven't played anywhere in the last few years where there's been this many North Americans on a team, not to mention the local Scottish or British guys are going to, you know, English is their first language, obviously. So the whole experience to me, I think, is going to be a really positive one. And to be honest with you, I just can't wait to get going.
Now, I know a lot of you guys, when you come over here, it's not just about the ice hockey. You want to see a bit of the world as well. So away from ice hockey, is there anything you want to do while you're in Scotland? Anywhere you want to go, perhaps?
I really want to do some traveling, so I'd like to go up into the Highlands and the parks and try to see some of the nature. And then, you know, Edinburgh looks like a great city as well. And from what I've seen from Glasgow, I've probably watched every YouTube video they have on it, on the city so far, to get ready to come. And just everything. It looks like a really great place. And we've both said, Kaylee and I, that we'd like to come over and live in the UK at some point. You know, this is kind of a dream come true for us this year.